Women from Manchester's Syrian community have been helping serve food for the city's homeless over the past two weekends. They've been working with a local charity to provide Middle Eastern food for those living on the streets. One of those taking part is Alia Al-Chawath, who's been living in Manchester for more than 10 years. Delighted to say she joins me on the line now. A very good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us. Why have you decided to become involved with this?
So, living in this country now for more than 10 years and watching how the world is evolving in general and how diverse the community is becoming, and a lot of Syrian women and families recently, because of the Middle Eastern and Syrian crisis, I think a lot of Syrian women have been under a situation where they had to flee from their own country and pass through difficult experiences to come here. So I think as a community coming all together, we decided that we have to do something. We have to come all together as a Manchester community and help and provide support to everyone, and the homeless in particular, because we appreciate how life can change in minutes, in seconds, in a very short of time. And by helping them out, especially with this weather, we can show care, passion, give a better picture for Arabs and Muslim in particular as well, and just bring them, make them happy, really. So we thought, with collaboration with other charities and the Rebuild Rethink Society, we can come and serve them Middle Eastern food. I mean, we're generally good in cooking, and we love food as celebrations. And at good time and bad time, we all share food. So we thought this can be a good idea, and we went for it.
And what is the reaction when you turn up with Middle Eastern food as opposed to fish and chips or something else?
Yeah, I think it was mixed feeling. I think a lot of, I mean, the ingredients are basically the same. It's just how we serve it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for the first week, we had a bit of a challenge where very classic Middle Eastern food wasn't very welcomed, like vine leaves, stuffed vine leaves, which they take a lot of time and effort. But it was really hard to convince them, bless, to try it, because they're really hungry and difficult. But the second week was much better. We managed to try and modify Syrian recipes in an English way. So we did some pastas. We did rice and peas, actually, and rice and lentil did very well. They were asking, I think they were keen to try. A lot of them were keen to try and did ask about a lot of the ingredients in it. So I think it was a really good experience. And for us as well, to learn how to modify maybe our ingredients, make it more palatable for different populations here and come across.
And as individuals being involved in this, how are you received on the streets of Manchester?
It was really nice. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I mean, I work here. I've been here for 10 years. I walk in Manchester City Centre as a British Arab who contributes in a different way. But going there, I think it was really interesting. And we heard a lot of thank yous. They were people were really grateful. And coming across together in one kitchen, I think, was really very, very nice. I did enjoy it. And everyone enjoyed it, actually. All the women did.
And what was it like working with another charity in the city to make this happen?
I mean, yeah, this is how show that collaboration and coming together. We just want to prove we need the diversity, we need the experiences from everyone, and we need the passion. We all need to be together in one spirit to bring it. So I think coming together isn't that hard. It's just having the same passion brings everyone together, and this is what we need to build a stronger Manchester community.
And a final question, having gone through all you've gone through to make this happen, if there are people listening to this now thinking, you know, I'd love to do something like this, what advice would you give them?
I think to say loud that we want to do that, to contact the charities, to contact the societies they're working with, even to talk at work with their colleagues, their friends, because a lot of us will have this thought in them, but they won't say that they're keen to do it, thinking that no one else might be interested. I mean, I've always wanted to do something like that. I've been here for 10 years, wanted to be on the ground, to do something physically. And I sometimes just think, because I have kids, it's difficult, but actually it can be done. We all can do it. Even going there, some women don't have cars. We did come together. We took the bus. It was raining. It was just a different experience. And I think if we understand the rationale behind it and the spirit, definitely talk loud. Just say we want it. And a lot of charities are there and societies are there to support. We just need the motivation and and the view of a loved community, really.
Alia Al-Chawaf, can I thank you for your hard work and this charitable work that you're doing, and can I thank you for taking time to be with us this morning?
You're welcome. Thank you very much for your call. Thanks.
All the very best.